Hey folks, it's Patriot Nurse. Thanks for joining me today. In this video, we're going to discuss, yes, just how dysregulated, angry, and dysfunctional people are becoming, and why this is going to impact us in the United States as people get worse and worse. So this is more than just an economic reality. There's a lot of stuff going on here. If you're a decent and kind person, and if you're a person who's used to engaging in polite discourse, for the most part, we all have shortcomings every now and then, but if you're used to operating in a way that's kind, you're probably sitting back and taking notice here of late at just how screwed up people are, just how crazy they are, how angry they are, and also just how overall dysregulated and uncalibrated they are. I noticed this actually recently in a video, and I had mentioned something. And actually, it's the last video that I made, and I had made the comment that we have safeguards, effectively, against a communist dictatorship insofar as we have a constitution that's followed. But what was astounding to me is that people just, not everybody, but there's a lot of people who just vented and like went straight full tilt crazier and were like you, I can't believe you said this, you're a shill, and I'm... Insofar as that's a fairly common English device limiting a function, we have a limitation insofar as. But the point was, it wasn't an issue of people's comprehension in general of the English language or lack thereof. It was an issue of needing to vent. And I've seen this over and over again. You know, not just on a video, but in general, I've seen that people are, it seems like they're waiting just to go off their hinges. And you see this not just because people are being influenced less and less by positive things, namely like scriptures and like kind interaction in general. People are at their wits' end with not being able to pay for things. This is directly going to tie into election season and also just our realities here lived as people who want to live by limited government constitutional principles. This phenomenon actually George Orwell wrote about in 1984, in his novel 1984, and it's called The 2 Minutes of Hate. The 2 Minutes of Hate is something that we should all be aware of, because when you see a population en masse, people are always going to be susceptible to this, but when you see an en masse experience in a population where people have to vent their rage, and it doesn't matter at what, but they're waiting for a trigger to vent their rage, that is a population that is subjected to usually propaganda, to mind control, but also a population that is ripe for subjugation because they are so emotionally dysregulated. When you see people who will fly off the handle at anything, that's someone who is not in control of their emotions. They're not in control of their faculties, which means that if they're not in control, who is? Situation, circumstances, somebody else who's got more smarts, somebody else who can outwit them. Most people are in that category by default. Most human beings throughout history are at that place. But why this matters for us now is that we used to be a nation of people who were more than, I would say, the average bear, thinking, more self-sufficient, more independent, more liberty-loving, more conscientious. And that is not the case anymore. That I will stand by that. That is not the case anymore. I wouldn't say that en masse there are more virtuous people, because people are individuals no matter who they are, and they're prone to the same negative and positive proclivities. But what we're at in the United States is a nation that has been fattened up in the Titler cycle, you know, through prosperity. And we've pumped the world full of all this cheap currency, not in the world indebted to us, and now our dollar's not worth it. There's going to be a massive pullback of the dollar. And people are already this dysregulated. What do you think they're going to do when they can no longer afford stuff? The 2 minutes of hate that George Orwell alluded to is a very powerful phenomenon. Actually, I want to read you an excerpt from 1984. And I'll also, by the way, put a link. There is a YouTube short snippet to the 1984 movie, the film that was created, depicting this 2 minutes of hate. George Orwell said in 1984, the horrible thing, see if this resonates with you, the horrible thing about the 2 minutes hate was not that one was obliged to act a part, but on the contrary, that it was impossible to avoid joining in. Within 30 seconds, any pretense was always unnecessary. A hideous ecstasy of fear and vindictiveness, a desire to kill, to torture, to smash faces in with a sledgehammer, seemed to flow through the whole group of people like an electric current, turning one, even against one's will, into a grimacing, screaming lunatic. And yet the rage that one felt was an abstract, undirected emotion which could be switched from one object to another like the flame of a blow lamp. Seem like now? It's because it is. When people enjoy prosperity in the Tytler cycle of history, it sets them up for dependence, and from dependence comes bondage. But we think of bondage and servitude in a very totalitarian and heavy-handed way, which is a possible permutation of history. But I submit to you that the bondage comes first, not from the external, but from the internal. Are we willing to master our basal instincts? Only a man who is master of his basal instincts will ever reign in life as a king over his own destiny. We have a nation of slaves because people are subject to their emotional whims. They're emotionally dysregulated. They're unable to listen, to think, and to process without emotionally diarrheaing over everybody around them. This is a consequence of a lack of morality. It is a consequence of a lack of self-discipline. It's also a consequence of a lot of different, I would say, directed objectives, namely the adulteration of the food supply and also the oversaturation of technology and inputs in our lives. People have no time to rest. But in addition to having no time to rest, you know, people are having their wealth siphoned away from them. And this is a very dangerous time for us in the United States. Because as people get less and less emotionally regulated, they're going to become more and more dependent and more willing for anyone, someone, somebody to take away this ick from inside of them that they need to vent every 10 seconds at the first thing they don't understand or that they fear or when they don't get their way. Now, we all have shortcomings in this. I am not perfect. Scarcely anyone I know of has constant and consistent daily perfection and victory. But the question is, are we going to trend this? Are we going to allow ourselves to be captive by this? And how do we shield ourselves against other people? Because here's the bottom line. As this collapse of our economy continues, and it is a collapse, make no mistake, it's happening. This has taken a while to actually get to it. In 2008, I thought for quite sure that it was going to be imminent, but I was younger and I didn't understand market fundamentals at the time. Now that I understand market fundamentals and I can see the progression of things, particularly the debauchery and the absolute wickedness and idolatry celebration of the last month, I know exactly where we stand. We are going down hard. And the first place that a person is subjugated is in his will, but through his emotions first. When people can't master their own emotions, they're ripe for being put in their place by any type of totalitarian regime. How we shield ourselves from this is to be very selective with who we keep in our lives and the input, the social inputs that we allow in our lives. I have a rule in my life, and I have learned this as I've gotten older, and I'm sure y'all probably have stories you can share in the comment section below about this. I am less willing to tolerate other people's BS. If someone is consistently in my life as unpredictable and as emotionally labile, that's a good word from the psych world. Labile means like, think about it like the tides, the ocean tides, just shifting constantly. I don't need unpredictability in my life. I only want quality people in my life. And so as the days go on, you're going to find that it's harder to keep people in your life. You may have already found that. A lot of you are probably watching this like, that's been me for the past 15 years, Patreon nurse. I resonate with this. But friends, as the days go on, let me encourage you to keep people in your lives who are emotionally resilient and who are disciplined and not dysregulated, because it is the dysregulated who are easily manipulated. I'll say it again. The dysregulated are easily manipulated. So what's the opposite of dysregulation? Self-possession. If you are self-possessed and self-disciplined, then other people can't do that for you, which means you're less willing to tolerate their nonsense from an individual, from a group, a collective, or a government. Being self-sufficient also allows us to set our own terms of an interaction. This is one of the reasons why women stay in abusive relationships, is because there is a level of, and men stay in abusive relationships, there is a level of dependence upon the abuser. Whether it is in an interpersonal relationship or a governmental relationship or a group dynamic, the best way that we decrease our likelihood for manipulation is to be self-possessed and to have our first internal boundary with a level of behavior we are willing to accept. I'm not willing to accept behavior this way, therefore I'm cutting you off. It's harder to do with a government, but our ancestors did it, and they did a darn good job of it. And the first step in that, from a practical, provisionary standpoint, is self-sufficiency. Not everybody's going to live on a farm. Not everybody's going to live on a homestead. Not everybody is capable physically of doing the work involved with living on a homestead. But you know what? You can store up your food little bit by little bit. I was at the grocery outlet the other day. They had beans for 79 cents a pound. Woo, you should have seen the happy dance that I did at the UGO. I was like, yeah, man. 79 cents for a pound of garbanzo beans. Party on! How do we position ourselves for success by being less dependent, storing up food, being able to defend yourself from criminal elements, whether with a badge or without a badge? Psychopathy and sociopathy exist in legitimized forms of government entities as well, not just in crazy people who commit violent acts of crime that are unsanctioned by a majority in a legislative body. So being able to defend yourself and what you have from thieves with or without a badge. And being able to take care of your family's needs. Y'all, I've talked about this from a healthcare standpoint. The medical industrial complex, for the vast majority of people, is not your friend. Emergency and trauma, I'm willing to give a pass to. But when it comes to pretty much like 90% of all of the healthcare interventions that we are systematically doing, it is wealth extraction and not health promotion. If you're lucky and have a good healthcare provider, that's another story. But I'm going to tell you, you are better served in the days to come, certainly from a financial standpoint, by not being dependent upon that grid, by being self-sufficient and embracing more self-sufficiency. So how do we do this? Practically, the beans, bullets, and band-aids are provisionary steps that you can buy and take. But I submit to you, you should really be dialing in on your skills as well. I have a class that I teach online. It's 4 hours. It's $129. And you can find that link, thepatriotnurse.com. I also have the schedule. The class that I'm teaching, the last class that I'm teaching for the foreseeable future, is in Knoxville, Tennessee, and that is next month. You can take everything that I offer in an in-person setting next month, and that's it for this year and probably the foreseeable future. Because I am attempting to dial in like pretty tight where I'm at, because I'm very convinced that we've got precious little time left. When you see the financial data coming out the way that it is, and you see people dysregulated to the degree that they are, and not just online. People are at their worst online. That's always been the case. But in person, like the interactions, how things are just taking an inverse J curve as far as the way that people are with each other. That to me, it's a very telltale sign. It would be one thing if we had a population that was moral, pious, and God-fearing, God-believing. But considering that we have sanctioned immorality at the highest level, and it has permeated vastly into our culture at a deep level, there is no way we can expect God's blessing and provision and protection when we have a societal adaptation of absolute godlessness and wickedness like what we saw last month. And the wise man built his house upon the rock. So we build our rock upon the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and on his word and on his commandments. And so let me encourage you, as you move forward, friends, into this week, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, wherever your foot treads. He's your dad. Your father is your heavenly father is your protector and provider. And he doesn't like it when people mess with his children. As a matter of fact, it's kind of the equivalent of somebody slapping a UFC fighter's kid right in front of them. When people mess with the Lord's children, they're going to receive exactly what is due for them. And that's on the individual level and the societal level. So when we spit in the face of God, like what we've done consistently and what we did especially over the last month, I do not expect the blessing. I expect the smackdown. And God is long-suffering, but I know what my eyes are telling me, and I know what my readout is on people, and I've learned to trust my instincts at this point in life, and I'm batten down the hatches. So I hope the video was helpful for y'all. If you did enjoy the video, I hope you'll subscribe to me here on YouTube, Patriot Nurse. You can also support me and stay with me on Patreon, Subscribestar, Cryptocurrency, and PayPal. I got links below. Again, if you'd like to train with me, I got the online class link up there in the description box below. Had a hiccup in the system last weekend, so we got it fixed. Sorry about that. Some of you guys were sending me comments and emails. You're like, we can't get the link to. Sorry, it's all on me. We got it fixed. We got it fixed. So the link works now. And you can train in the comfort of your own home. The course is evergreen, so you can stop it, slow down, repeat as much as you need. As long as you got internet access, that thing will be up there. So it's at your own pace, and you can take. You do not need any prior medical training. You don't need any prior medical training to come to my in-person class as well. So the last one I'm teaching is going to be next month. Hope y'all can get to it if you've been delaying. You've got 1 month left. All right, have a great week, guys. May the Lord bless you and keep you all. For now, it's Patriot Nurse signing off, and I'll see y'all later. Mwah! Bye.